Hello everyone, Annette here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today, we're beginning our fifth review. So, we're going to read the introduction, and then the very first lesson, which is 171. We now review again. This time, we are ready to give more effort and more time to what we undertake. We recognize we are preparing for another phase of understanding. We would take this step completely, that we may go on again, more certain, more sincere, with faith upheld more surely. Our footsteps have not been unwavering, and doubts have made us walk uncertainly and slowly on the road this course sets forth. But now we hasten on, for we approach a greater certainty, a firmer purpose, and a surer goal.
And if you don't have a copy of the book in front of you, our next two paragraphs are a prayer. So let's just close our eyes and allow the prayer to sink in. Steady our feet, our Father. Let our doubts be quiet and our holy minds be still and speak to us. We have no words to give to you. We would but listen to your word and make it ours. Lead our practicing as does a father lead a little child along a way he does not understand. Yet does he follow, sure that he is safe because his father leads the way for him. So do we bring our practicing to you. And if we stumble, you will raise us up. If we forget the way, we count upon your sure remembering. We wander off, but you will not forget to call us back. Quicken our footsteps now, that we may walk more certainly and more quickly unto you. And we accept the word you offer us to unify our practicing as we review the thoughts that you have given us.
This is the thought which should precede the thoughts that we review. Each one but clarifies some aspect of this thought, or helps it be more meaningful, more personal and true, and more descriptive of the holy true self we share and now prepare to know again. God is but love, and therefore so am I. This true self alone knows love. This true self alone is perfectly consistent in its thoughts, knows its creator, understands itself, is perfect in its knowledge and its love, and never changes from its constant state of union with its Father and itself.
And it is this that waits to meet us at the journey's ending. Every step we take brings us a little nearer. This review will shorten time immeasurably if you can keep in mind that this remains our goal and that as we practice, it is this which we are approaching. Let us raise our hearts from dust to life as we remember this is promised us and that this course was sent to open up the path of light to us and teach us, step by step, how to return to the eternal true self we thought we lost.
I take the journey with you, for I share your doubts and fears a little while, that you may come to me who recognize the road by which all doubts and fears are overcome. We walk together. I must understand uncertainty and pain, although I know they have no meaning, for a savior must remain with those he teaches, seeing what they see, but still retaining in his mind the way which led him out, and now will lead you out with him. God's Son is crucified until you walk along the road with me.
My resurrection comes again each time I lead a brother safely to the place at which the journey ends and is forgot. I am renewed each time a brother learns there is a way from misery and pain. I am reborn each time a brother's mind turns to the light in him and looks for me. I have forgotten no one. Help me now to lead you back to where your journey was begun and make another choice with me.
Release me as you practice once again the thoughts I brought to you from him who sees your bitter need and knows the answer God has given him. Together we review these thoughts. Together we devote our time and effort to them. And together we will teach them to our brothers. God would not have heaven incomplete. It waits for you, as I do. I am incomplete without your part in me. And as I am made whole, we go together to our ancient home, prepared for us before time was, and kept unchanged by time, immaculate and safe, as it will be at last when time is done.
Let this review be, then, your gift to me. For this alone I need, that you will hear the words I speak and give them to the world. You are my voice, my eyes, my feet, my hands, through which I save the world. The true self from which I call to you is but your own. To him we go together. Take your brother's hand, for this is not a way we walk alone. In him I walk with you and you with me. Our Father wills his Son be one with him. What lives but must not then be one with you?
Let this review become a time in which we share a new experience for you, yet one as old as time and older still. Hallowed your name, your glory undefiled forever, and your wholeness now complete as God established it. You are his Son, completing his extension in your own. We practice but an ancient truth we knew before illusion seemed to claim the world, and we remind the world that it is free of all illusion every time we say, God is but love, and therefore so am I.
With this we start each day of our review. With this we start and end each period of practice time. And with this thought we sleep, to awaken once again with these same words upon our lips to greet another day. No thought that we review, but we surround with it and use the thought to hold it up before our minds and keep it clear in our remembrance throughout the day. And thus, when we have finished this review, we will have recognized the words we speak are true.
Yet are the words but aids, and to be used, except at the beginning and the end of practice periods, but to recall the mind as needed to its purpose. We place faith in the experience that comes from practice, not the means we use. We wait for the experience and recognize that it is only here conviction lies. We use the words and try again to go beyond them to their meaning, which is far beyond their sound. The sound grows dim and disappears as we approach the source of meaning. It is here that we find rest. Review 5, Introduction.
From the tone of this review, I really want us all to come to a place and recognize that we truly are taking a course that will change our not only our lives, but it will change all of the sonship. It will change the world. I'll use that word. Because we are learning to show up differently. We are learning to have a reaction to life, create the pause, invite the Holy Spirit in, and come from that place of guidance, come from that place of true love, which could look like setting boundaries where we never have, or extending compassion when before we would have just been totally ticked off. It can, you know, it's, and it's not, you know, we've been doing this for 170 days, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's not that we're perfect. It's not that we we want to, you know, put a lot of expectations on, because if we put expectations on, we'll just start pretending that we're something that we're not. We just want to be true and real. And also recognize this is truly an undoing process. This is truly a training to change our minds from thinking with that ego thought system and having all those reactions to coming into stillness and allowing love to guide us. I wanted to just point out there's so much. Okay, so I do not recall anywhere in the course so far that is so Jesus exposing himself more to us and where he's coming from. Like, I take the journey with you, for I shared, and this is paragraph 6 in the CE, I share your doubts and fears a little while, that you may come to me who recognize the road by which all doubts and fears are overcome. We walk together. And then he's not saying, you know, I just know everything and I'm just kind of like giving you some little, you know, crumbs. He says, I must understand uncertainty and pain, although I know they have no meaning. Like he's saying, I know what you're going through. For a savior must remain with those he teaches, seeing what they see, but still retaining in his mind the way which led him out and now will lead you out with him. So he's saying, you know, I have struggled as you are struggling. I've learned there is hate and there is love. There is fear and there is love. I've learned it. And now I'm here to watch you, to help you to set that aside. My resurrection comes again each time I lead a brother safely to the place to which the journey ends and is forgot. Like when I read that, and if something comes up, like, you know, we had a harder day the other day, right? More of a challenging day. And in the past, especially before A Course in Miracles, I would just like, oh my gosh, you know, like, why do I even try? Why do I even show up? And through these 7 years of A Course in Miracles, I've learned that I must keep my eyes on what is true. And what is true is not all the stuff that happens in the ego thought system. So when we're confronted with people that are just, we know, are totally coming from their ego thought system, we don't go join them in our ego thought system, because it's that easy, right? It says, we feel attacked. Oh, I'm going to attack them back. No, what we do is we say, wow, that hurts. I'm going to create a pause. I'm going to invite love in, call on Jesus, call on the Holy Spirit. Remember, Jesus says he's the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to invite love in and wait to be guided. And then I'm going to come from that place. And so what we are going, how we're going to approach our review, because this is like a rubber hits the road sort of review. He wants us to practice calling on him each and every step we take. What we're going to do in our podcast is we're going to have the review for the day, and they're very short. And with the remaining time, we're going to talk about how do we truly apply A Course in Miracles in our lives. And so we may use current events. We may use just issues that Ada and I have struggled with. We may use some of what we've learned in our coaching and how that's helped us to allow the message of A Course in Miracles to come into our lives and help us to live from that space and help us to practice living from that space, which is for us, that's what it really is it's a practicing, it's a practicing, it's a practicing. So that's what we're going to do. And I just want us to know that as we are doing our review And as we're applying it to just like real life situations, we are not alone. Paragraph 9, let this review be then your gift to me. For this alone I need, that you will hear the words I speak and give them to the world. Meaning, we're going to have discussions and take some time to really soak in what we've learned in these last 170 days together. And we're going to say, I'm going to show up differently. I'm not going to do that old egoic thought system way. I'm going to allow love to work through me, because the next part, the next sentence is, you are my voice, my eyes, my feet, my hands, through which I save the world. The true self from which I call to you is but your own. Remember, there's only one true self. I don't have a true self. And Ada has a true self, and so-and-so over there has a true self, and, you know, people in our country, Donald Trump doesn't have a true self, and Joe Biden doesn't have a true self. It's one true self. And I'm bringing those names in because we may have discussions about some of these things. We're going to really talk about how do we apply what we're learning to the world. Because the last thing we want to do is have our spiritual time in the morning and then go off and show up as the same person we've always been. Gossiping at work, getting involved with a bunch of controversy, allow people to bully us. No, we are the voice, the eyes, the feet, the hands that love uses to bring us all home, meaning to help us all remember who we truly are. So we're not just going to put our little spiritual, you know, hat on in the morning and have a little quiet time with a cup of coffee, read a few verses or read the idea for the day, and then get dressed and go on and show up the same way. If we're going to do that, we might as well just not do this. What we really want to do is to make this how we show up in life. To bring love. Remember, we are the saviors of the world. We are the ministers of God. And that can sound corny. That can sound goofy. I'm going to use Ada's day from a word from the other day. It can sound nuts. Because we're so used to the person who's saying we are among the ministers of the God, that same person is the one who's molesting kids. That same person could be the person who's like ripping people off. I mean, I've been to places where they say, open your wallet and ask God how much money you should put in the plate. That isn't from God. That isn't love. That's the Sunday morning stick up. That's what that is. That's not what we're doing here. We are learning to be the presence of love wherever we go. And what that means is if people don't treat us properly, we ask for guidance and maybe we don't have those people in our lives. If we're somebody who's just been steeped in gossiping and, you know, into everybody's business, we stop. And we just take care of our own business. If we're somebody who, you know, people have said some stuff to us and it just has made us wilt and isolate ourselves, we say, no, no, I'm important here. God himself is incomplete without me. I'm going to show up. And I'm going to actually be willing to be used by love. So that's what this review is all about.
So I'm going to read our lesson for the day. Lesson 171. God is but love, and therefore so am I. Lesson 151. All things are echoes of the voice of God. God is but love, and therefore so am I. reviewing Lesson 152. The power of decision is my own. God is but love, and therefore so am I.
So in this review, the power of decision is my own. Each and every aspect of the sonship means, meaning each and every aspect and one of us can decide to choose fear or choose love in every single situation that we find ourselves. And we might have the experience of really reacting from our ego thought system. And there's no shame. There's nothing, you know, we don't want to go into that. We want to extend the grace that we've been learning about recently and say, wow, I'm really finding that hurtful, or that's extremely upsetting to me. And feel the upset, feel the hurt, and then create a pause, which means just quiet yourself. And then ask the Holy Spirit, ask Jesus to come in and help you. And help you to come from that Holy Spirit thought system. And you will receive guidance. But the power of decision is my own. That means we are actually responsible for choosing to turn it over. We're not responsible for figuring out what the Holy Spirit's answer is. Because that's not how this works. We're only responsible for creating the pause and turning it over. I'm really excited for the review.
I think this is going to be great.
So have a wonderful day. If you need to read the review introduction again, please do the beautiful prayer. The prayer is something that he wants us to really come to, I think, each day, because he says this is the thought which should precede the thoughts that we review. So we'll probably read the prayer every day and then the review lessons, and then we're going to apply this to life. See you tomorrow.
See you then.